Now we come to Matthew 26, where we look at the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ the third time, prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane 3. Now, we are going to look at how the Lord Jesus prayed again. So after he took a break, went to check on the disciples, gave him a word of advice, gave them a word of exhortation with a little tinge of rebuke, he went away again a second time to pray. Now, then we look at how he prayed. Again, a second time, he went again and prayed and saying, "O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." Now, this is important for us to understand and appreciate. What does this mean? Right? So we're going to take a look at 42 here and compare this with verse 39. Right? You need to look at a comparison because it will give you a clearer picture. The first prayer was now different from the second prayer, with a very subtle difference. But the subtle difference will tell you a lot. So between the first prayer and the second prayer, something began to change in the heart of the Lord Jesus, in the spirit of the Lord Jesus, in the mind of the Lord Jesus, something began to change. All right? So his prayer was now different. Same, O my Father, so the same thing here, right? Verse 39, O my Father, right? Second time, O my Father, same phrase. The first one says, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Now, the second one says, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it. Now, there was a subtle difference. Right? This first prayer was, your will be done. Now, in other words, the thinking all the time, even when the Lord Jesus has moved away from his prayer to look at the disciples, his mind was thinking all the time. Right? Normally, when the Lord Jesus prays, there is a swift answer from God the Father. Right? Now, this is very important. We see this instantaneous answer from God the Father to him again and again. In powers of healing, when he spoke to the people and he will pray and the Lord will answer. That's the usual. But this time, there was nothing. At least, so on the surface, there doesn't seem to be anything. But there was something happening. Thus, the second prayer was different. If this cup cannot pass away, in other words, as the Lord Jesus prayed about the will of God, as he asked the Father to show him, as it were, whether he should continue in his prayer or whether he should change direction in his prayer. And he realized that he must change direction in his prayer. He is not going to insist that his own will be done. He's not going to insist that since you have all the power, you can say you can do anything you wish. No, his was, your will be done. Now, this is important for us to understand, right? So the Lord Jesus knew that even as he prayed the second prayer, he knew already between prayer number one and prayer number two, this cup has to be taken. So he prays, if this cup cannot pass away, which is the Father intimating to him, this cup cannot pass away. Right? You must drink this cup. And the Lord Jesus realized that there was a shifting of his prayer focus. That, in other words, his prayer had moved along, although it does not seem very clear, but it has moved along. And it said, if this cannot pass away, rather than if it is possible, take it away. That was gone now. But this cup cannot pass away, except I drink it. And her word is, your will be done. Now, The struggle was nearly over. We call it nearly over because there was room for a third prayer to be made. Right? So this is where he was going to make his submission to God fully. Right? So this is very important. I want to ask you to take away the cup. If the cup cannot be taken away, let me drink it. Fine. So he made this prayer. Then after he made this prayer, he went to check on the disciples again. Please do not think that 5 minutes later, he went to check them. So some time must have passed. So he went to check the disciples and he came and found them asleep again. So it's not a 5 minute break. Take 5 and then they went to sleep, right? So if you take 5, chances are they'll be awake. So some time must have passed and they could not overcome their tiredness. We read, their eyes were heavy. Now, this is something we need to look at. So he left them, went away again. So this time he doesn't say, doesn't wake them up. He doesn't say, watch and pray. Doesn't say, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. He doesn't say anything. He watches them sleep. Then he prayed the third time, saying the same words. So there were actually 2 prayers, 2 actual prayers. But the second time praying was different from the first. What about the third prayer? Now, the third prayer is important. The third prayer is a second prayer. And the second prayer is, oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. So when we read, he said the same words. It is the same words of the second prayer, not the first one. Right? The first one is a struggle with the Father. Can you take this cup away? If it is possible, take this cup away from me. That's the first prayer. The second prayer cannot pass away except I drink it, your will be done. This is a prayer the Lord made, the third prayer. That's why there was little attention given to. Didn't say anything because it was simply the second prayer uttered again. Right? So what does it mean when you say the same prayer uttered in the same, the words are the same, but there is now a different meaning that is a significance here, right? It tells us the Lord Jesus had accepted the Father's will fully. We call this total submission, right? So one, praying for submission to the will of the Lord. Not my will, but yours be done. Praying for submission. Because submission was already intended. 1, prostrate myself. 2, if it be possible. All right? So this is presentation for submission. The second one, understanding of what it means to obey the will of God, which is take the cup. Right? Drink the cup of sorrow. Drink the cup of suffering. And that's what it is. And there was now no need to struggle about the will of God anymore. That's it. Right? So this is important for us to ask ourselves what it means. Well, the Apostle Paul wrote about this. In Romans 12, he said to them, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Right? Don't be conformed to the world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The will of God is always good, acceptable, and perfect. Not that the Lord Jesus Christ did not know this. No, but he's trying to show us the process by which we can come to this level of total submission. Right? 1, present ourselves to possibly yield to what God's will is. But we have not yet fully explored everything. So he asks, he prays, and he says to God the Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. If not, your will be done. Right? The second part is saying, yes, I understand. I need to take this cup. Yes, it will involve sorrow. It will involve pain. It will involve suffering. And I have to drink it. So he leaves it alone. He goes and checks on the disciples. He comes back to prayer, to praying to the Father once again. Same words, right? Now, the second prayer was offered, but this time there was total submission. He now understands even more completely. So the duress that was put upon him, the spiritual powers that were putting him under pressure, all the challenges, the spiritual battle went against him very strongly, very severely. It was in prayer. It's only when we read Ephesians 6, the Lord Jesus Christ tells the disciple, Apostle Paul, writes to the Ephesians on this matter here, right? Learning how to put on the whole armor of God, because he says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against, right, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. That's what we are looking at. Powerful forces at work, all putting tremendous pressure on the Lord Jesus, with pangs of Sheol, of pains of death, all attacking the Lord Jesus. And he found his place in prayer significantly. And there it was, to look at submission. First, to look at the possibility of removing. But always the idea of submission was there. The second one, understanding submission in its fullness a little bit better. The third one, total submission. Now, there is the wonderful learning of how to pray. And the will of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, was absolutely able to understand it. So here he was, the Lord Jesus. This is the body that God has given to him. It is now literally going to be a living sacrifice. And this body sacrificed to the Lord will be holy, acceptable, but reasonable. Right? He will not be conformed to this world. His mind will be renewed as it is being transformed, as it were. Right? As it were. And we look at it, and he now understands it even more completely. The will of God is understood. It is proven to be good, acceptable, perfect. Well, third time he has to check on the disciples, but this time is to prepare them for the next step, for the next event. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping? Are you still resting? Right? Because he knows already. Their eyes were heavy. They had not learned how to watch and pray. And they were just given in to their tired physical bodies. Right? They have not learned all the things that the Lord had taught them in the past. And so he says, behold, the hour is at hand. Right? Like it or not, he has to wake them up. The hour is at hand. The Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Soon now, Judas will lead a detachment of soldiers to come and arrest the Lord Jesus. And so he says, rise. It is time to rise up now. Let us be going. My betrayer is at hand. Well, there's no more time to go and teach them further about watching and praying, about not yielding to sleep or tiredness. It's too late now. It's all over. What is the moment? What is the hour at this point of time? And he knows the hour has come. He had been talking to them about the hour is coming. The hour is coming. Now the hour is at hand. It is just around the corner. And the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Well, now the Lord Jesus is absolutely, fully, completely ready for whatever it is to come. And it is going to be a very challenging time. Well, as we look at these three lessons, these three Sunday lessons, we realize how much prayer had helped the Lord Jesus. And that's what prayer should be. It's going to teach us how to yield ourselves to the will of God. Not asking God to change his mind, but to change our mind to do to understand, accept the will of God, and to fulfill the will of God. Right? Prayer helps us to overcome the weakness of the flesh. Was the Lord Jesus tired? Yes, very much so, even more tired than the disciples. But he had learned to watch and pray. And his spirit was strong and overcame the flesh. Right? And so in prayer, he found fresh courage, fresh strength to face whatever harsh circumstances of life there may be. And that is our call to prayer, our challenge to seek the Lord in prayer as much as we possibly can. Make prayer a part of our life so much more. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we pray for grace and for mercy to understand how we can do this. Teach us how to watch and pray. Help us to learn the lessons that we read in Matthew 26, 36 to 46, to learn how to follow the examples of the Lord Jesus and to look at his instructions given, to learn how to watch and pray, to overcome physical tiredness and fatigue, to find strength and fresh understanding of your will, and then to prove that it is good, perfect, all the time. We pray that you will teach us how to submit ourselves to the will of God. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.